North of Beaumont, in southeast Texas, lies a patchwork of woodlands, prairies, and waterways called the Big Thicket. This biological crossroads supports diverse ecosystems rarely found together. The longleaf pine forest is one example. Once it covered millions of acres stretching from Virginia to Texas. Longleaf pines towered 10 stories above park-like settings of grasses, flowers, and scattered undergrowth. But more than a century of logging and encroachment by cities and farms destroyed 97% of those forests. In East Texas, they were often replaced by commercial pine plantations. 2 restoration experiments within the Big Thicket, however, are turning back the hands of time. They're returning hundreds of acres to longleaf pine forests, which support several rare and endangered species of plants and animals. One experiment, begun in the 1980s, involves 70% of the land at the Roy E. Larson Sandy Land Sanctuary in Hardin County. It's a 5,500-acre property owned by the Nature Conservancy of Texas. More recently, the Big Thicket National Preserve, which sprawls over 97,000 acres, began restoring 51 acres of its Turkey Creek unit in Tyler County. To reconstruct a longleaf forest, workers first cut and remove non-native species such as loblolly and slash pines. Then they replant longleaf pine seedlings. Longleafs grow more slowly than non-native varieties, but they are more fire-resistant. Historically, Native Americans and lightning ignited wildfires that maintain the ecosystems of these forests. These days, forest managers are using prescribed burns in contained areas. Parts of the Sandy Land Sanctuary already are regaining their original park-like appearance beneath a canopy of maturing longleaf pines. The Big Thicket National Preserve became the first preserve in the national park system. The reforestation experiments are attempting to protect at least parts of this diverse wilderness for future generations.